Oh no! Another Lutheran dirge and other myths.
Pastor Will Whedon, Director of Worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, talking about this year's hymn sing at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
We'll be doing some myth busting during our hymn sing. Double dare anyone to participate and walk away thinking Lutherans sing dirges. From God's Own Child to Lord Thee I Love. From Dear Christians One and All Rejoice to In Thee Is Gladness. Oh yeah. Lots of joy bursting out in song all over the place. And so sorry, not a dirge in sight. Real Lutheran church music.
Join Pastor Will Whedon and Issues Etc. listeners from around the world for a hymn sing at our one and only Making the Case conference in 2019. Making the Case is Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th on the campus of Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more about the premier conference for Christian laity at issuesetc.org.
Well, go ahead and just take a drink now. The bar's open. Go ahead and take a drink. Go ahead, just take a drink. Just start off, ha, 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 ha. Just start off in the natural, you end up in the Holy Ghost.
Whatever happened to Rodney Howard Brown and Holy Laughter? That actually went on for another hour. It started there with Rodney Howard Brown pouring out the Holy Spirit. He was called the Holy Spirit bartender. And then bringing what was called the Toronto Blessing to another group of Christians. Holy laughter that eventually devolves into incoherent babbling. And then a little bit of screaming, too, over the course of about an hour. That happened 25 years ago. The Toronto Blessing, those who believed it, fell 25 years ago. What was it? Why did it lead to the kind of strange, bizarre activity that it did? And how do we reflect on something that was, at the time, sweeping the world, not just the country, but the world, people saying it was a move of God? Joining us for this week in Pop Christianity to remember the 25th anniversary of the Toronto Blessing, Pastor Chris Rosebro, pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, host of a daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
So what is the doctrine of suddenlies?
Well, that is a doctrine that is very well used and well worn within the charismatic and NAR, New Apostolic Reformation churches. And it is a doctrine that is that I think is used to enslave people, but is also used kind of as a smoke and mirrors kind of doctrine to convince people that things like the Toronto Blessing were was something that God was behind, because the Toronto Blessing showed up suddenly. And we'll kind of hear John Arnott of the Toronto Airport Church talking about this doctrine, but it is a doctrine that could mean pretty much anything, but it is used in very specific ways to kind of keep people on the hook within the charismatic movement.
Okay, what happened 25 years ago in this airport church in Toronto?
25 years ago, John Arnott and Carol Arnott went down to Argentina, and they claim, and you're going to hear that in one of our sound bites, that they received a special manifestation, a special anointing from God while in Argentina. They brought it back to the Toronto Airport Vineyard Church, because it was a vineyard church at the time. Later, John Wimber removed the Toronto Airport Church from the Vineyard movement because of these things. And thus began what became known as the Toronto Blessing. And people from around the world came to receive this special anointing, this special manifestation of God the Holy Spirit. What you played, Rodney Howard Brown, he was somebody who went to Toronto, claims to have received this special anointing and manifestation, and it manifested with him as well as many others in uncontrollable laughter. And it spread throughout the world 25 years ago. Things have settled down significantly. They still have manifestations like this, but they don't go on for hours, and it's not the new thing. It's something that shows up from time to time. But the suddenly doctrine is something that is being heavily emphasized in NAR churches and the Toronto Airport Church, specifically in creating anticipation for the next revival and this billion souls harvest that they say is coming, with more and fresh manifestations of the Holy Spirit to come along with it.
So just talk about those manifestations. We heard a little bit of the beginning of Holy Laughter, and if you keep listening to the audio, everyone in the place is not just laughing. They are, in some cases, screaming. And when I say it went on for an hour, it really does go on for an hour. No coherent words being spoken by anyone in the place for an entire hour. And it's called a work of the Holy Spirit. And I got to think, doesn't St. Paul talk about, warn against this kind of chaos in the name of the Holy Ghost?
Yeah. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul specifically says that God is a God of order, not of confusion. And then you think of the gifts of the Holy Spirit as they're outlined in Galatians. Paul says that the fruit of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. And then multiple scriptures make it clear that drunkenness is something of the flesh. And so this idea of uncontrollable, drunken, holy laughter, and they described it as being drunk in the Holy Ghost. This was a way they talked about it. This is the opposite of self-control, and this is a manifestation that, for all intents and purposes, looks the same, acts the same as physical drunkenness under the influence of a different kind of spirit, if you know what I mean.
Well, that was my question before the break here, with only about a minute. It was claimed to be a new move of the Holy Spirit. Some people just thought it was chicanery, but was something, in your opinion, spiritual actually taking place, especially with respect to being able to spread this thing to various churches throughout the world?
My personal opinion is that the demonic was behind it. The two working theories out there is that it was demonic, or that this was a form of like hypnosis, because many of the manifestations that you see in these types of churches, and as you saw and witnessed in the Toronto Airport Church, these manifestations also appear in crowds and that gather to watch professional hypnotists. They can manifest these exact same things. So my personal theory is, I think it's a combination of the both. The demonic is behind it. This is a pure distraction, but some of it can actually be explained by hypnotic techniques. And these are people that are susceptible to these types of suggestions.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest on this Friday, February the 22nd. It's This Week in Pop Christianity. We're remembering the 25th anniversary of the Toronto Blessing. Chris is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and hosts the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. We will get to the founders of the Blessing right after this.
Spiritual and religious. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
That's why he picked up his cross, to which he would be nailed. So great his love for us. And that's why willingly we pick up our own. Amen.
Listen to chapel services live weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Morning chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. It's This Week in Pop Christianity. We're talking about the 25th anniversary of the Toronto Blessing with Pastor Chris Rosebrough, pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces provides a great service with a program called Ministry by Mail. Military members receive a welcome packet with spiritual resources, and they regularly receive copies of Portals of Prayer. Learn more and enroll a serviceman or woman in your congregation at lcms.org/armed forces. Serving those who serve, LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, lcms.org/armed forces. Chris, what is the first soundbite you've brought for us?
So we're going to be listening to John Arnott, who is the head pastor at the Airport Church in Toronto, and he's going to lay down the groundwork for the doctrine of suddenlies, and we'll comment on it after we listen to it.
Let's begin with a verse of scripture from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, because this is after Jesus has suddenly departed, and you can get in touch with that a little bit. The disciples have been on this roller coaster ride of they left everything and followed him. 3.5 years of intensive ministry where they saw the most incredible things of the dead being raised. Imagine Lazarus dead after 4 days. There was a suddenly right there. Nobody was expecting that one. But suddenly he's taken, crucified, and he's dead, and it seems like it's all over. And then they get word that suddenly he's alive again. And so, wait a minute, it's all back on. Jesus is back. And he's like, no, I'm leaving, actually. But we're going to be sending the Holy Spirit, so I want you to go and wait in Jerusalem. And one of the great suddenlies of Scripture is here for us in Acts chapter 2. And we'll just read a couple of verses quickly. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And I think that one accord is helpful. That when, you know, when Christians are together and they're all arguing and fighting and in strife and everything, arguing over who's the greatest or whatever it is, that's not really helpful for encouraging the presence of the Lord to come. How many understand? But here they're in one accord, and then they're in one place. They're subdued by the seriousness of the circumstances and the unfolding of all the events that have just happened around them. And then suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. That's an example of the suddenlies of God.
So, Chris, is the suddenly the point of those texts?
No, like far from it. And in fact, I mean, granted, the word suddenly appears in the text, and it's an adverb, and we use things like adverbs to describe how actions occur. And so the action of the text was that it occurred suddenly, but that's not the point. Keep reading. So, you know, as Dr. Rosenblatt used to say, this is putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable. I mean, it's just like, so we're pulling out an adverb here, and we're making it the point of the text. And so what you're going to note then is that to the uninitiated, this looks like biblical teaching. He quoted a verse. He pointed the word out. In fact, we're going to hear him in the second soundbite even tell us what the Greek word for suddenly is. And it just is going to look like he's really teaching us. But he's not, in fact, teaching any particular text, and he's not exegeting it, pointing out, you know, what Peter said or what really happened. He just wants to create this idea that there are things that occurred in parts of the Bible that occurred suddenly. And so there's a reason for that, and we'll see that as we get later in the sound bites. But the second one, he's going to really try to dig into this and see if he can point out a biblical pattern regarding these suddenlies.
Now, the word is mentioned about 72 times in Scripture. And so we have a litany of things in the Bible that are mentioned as suddenly, and a whole bunch of other events that are not mentioned as a suddenly, but they were. For example, the creation. Just suddenly, there's Adam and Eve. And almost as suddenly, they're out of the garden. And then suddenly, there's a flood. Now, the flood is an interesting one because there were warnings that were leading up to it. And I think Noah was about 200 years building it. So they had a 200-year warning message that eventually they paid no attention to. Yeah? And then suddenly, the animals all gathered and they went in the ark and it began to rain. And boy, it just didn't stop until a disastrous flood hit the whole earth. But it was a suddenly. Joseph's enslavement was a suddenly. You know, he was a bit of a super spiritual kid, perhaps you might say that. He's having all these dreams and he's sharing them with his brothers. And they resented it. They hated him for it. And so when he came to them, they wanted to kill him, but they settled for selling him to the Amalekites. Suddenly, he's on his way to Egypt, and he finds himself being sold as a slave, and he's in the house of Potiphar. And that went okay for a while, and he gained some prestige there and some influence, but then he's falsely accused, and suddenly he's in prison. Life can go that way for you, can't it? The suddenlies are not all good. But if we follow the life of Joseph through, we'll find that God will turn those suddenlies, those disastrous events, around to make it a blessing somehow for you. Because Joseph eventually got out because Pharaoh now has a couple of dreams that are suddenly.
Okay, Chris, a couple things that I note there. First of all, he's left off with finding that word in the text. This is just literary interpretation now.
Right.
Because there's nothing in the text of the Joseph narrative that said that these things were happening suddenly. There's no emphasis there whatsoever on that aspect of the events, but it highlights something that I think maybe it's what he wants to actually accomplish here. If you want to, you can find suddenly everywhere, not only in the Bible, but in your life. And then suddenly, mm-hmm. You think God's doing something when he isn't, just because something happened unexpectedly or suddenly.
Right. Like suddenly, you know, my wife brought home a puppy, you know, and it happened so suddenly. So it has to be a God thing. And I happen to like puppies. So,
I mean,
things
happen in my life every single day that are sudden. You know,
right.
I'm sitting here in the studio. Suddenly the producer opened the door.
Right.
Suddenly the phone rang. It doesn't necessarily mean it's significant.
Yeah, that's the point. It sounds so profound, and you'll note then to the uninitiated, the person who isn't well catechized, that this looks like he's engaging in teaching us what the Bible says. Because, I mean, he's talked about Adam and Eve. He's talked about Joseph. He's talked about, you know, and so he's mentioned these things, and then he noted that there's some kind of a recurring pattern, the suddenly pattern. And so then you saw that at the end of that soundbite, he made an allusion to, in your life, you know, if things have gone suddenly the wrong way, that because Joseph had a sudden direction change into a good way, you should expect that as well. And so this is not a biblical teaching. This is a weird one, you know, by looking at these patterns and then finding these things. But like I said, this is used in two very specific ways in the charismatic movement. And now this pattern of suddenlies that he's discovered and has laid out for the people there at the Toronto Airport Church now is going to be applied to historically to the Toronto blessing itself, and as a way of saying that this was a legitimate move of God.
And so there's a surprise for everybody when you, like Jesus, return in the power of the Spirit and start bringing the kingdom everywhere you go. That would be a suddenly. Now, we talked about the suddenly that happened here back in 94. Now, see, in hindsight, there were indicators and prophetic words that were telling us that God is about to do something significant in your lives in Toronto. But see, you get used to hope deferred. You get your hopes up. And when you're when you're a young person, you're full of vim, vigor, and vitality. You're like, hey, we're going to go out and take the world. But you kind of get knocked down to size, I don't know, somehow in life. Anybody find that besides me? And so you're not quite so self-assured anymore, and you're a little more cautious. We ultimately went to Argentina, and suddenly happened. We got prayer again from another wonderful man of God, Claudio Ferriz, and I had no expectation anything was going to change, but it did. There was an impartation that was given to both of us at that time, and we kind of knew something had shifted. I mean, Carol led two people to Christ on the airplane coming home from Argentina. That has never happened before or since. One thing led to another. We invited Randy Clark. When he came, kaboom, the Holy Spirit fell, and we and he have never been the same since. Why? God intervened, and as usual, he did it suddenly. Now, he doesn't always do things suddenly. Sometimes he does things gradually, but very often it's a suddenly. The fact that when God moves, he generally gives us a prophetic word. There's some clues, there's some hints, but you got to be paying attention.
What did he say there? What did he just do with the event that he and his wife claimed to have brought back from Argentina, the Toronto blessing?
So you'll note that he talked about all the suddenlies in the Bible. This is a suddenly, this is a suddenly, this is a suddenly. And now we're outside of the biblical text. And my wife and I went down to Argentina, and we had an impartation, manifestation, an anointing that was given to us. And we brought it back, and suddenly. And see, what we did is we showed that God does this pattern, that he works in suddenlies. And so because of that, that proves that what broke out in 1994 was a suddenly of God. And so that's how God operates. And so you'll note then, by using this weird technique on the Bible, he's creating the false impression that the Toronto blessing itself was one of these suddenlies. And see, that proves it, because it follows the biblical pattern.
Chris, before we take this break, I've watched those videos of the Toronto blessing in real time. Not the first one, but in particular, the one that was picked up by Rodney Howard Brown, and he takes it to various places, and he goes and becomes the Holy Ghost bartender wherever people will have him speak. And quite honestly, you watch it from beginning to end, you don't skip to the part where everyone starts laughing. There's nothing sudden about it. It's entirely contrived. There's a whole lead up to this before the laughter begins that manifested allegedly the Holy Spirit. You even hear Rodney Howard Brown telling people, just start in the earthly and then the Spirit will take over. Just start laughing fakely and then eventually the Spirit will get you going. There's nothing suddenly about that.
No, there is nothing suddenly about that. In fact, that actually argues for the idea of it being a type of hypnosis, because he's creating in the people the expectation of the behavior that he wants to see, manifested in them. And then, as he gets to the point where the expectation levels have hit a high, and that takes a gradual buildup for that, then bam, he can start, to really ramp things up, and people will begin to break out. But there's a big, slow, gradual uptick for that behavior, with a lot of suggestions about what's expected when it breaks out.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. We have a little bit more to hear from John Arnott on the other side of the break on this 25th anniversary of the Toronto Blessing. Pastor Roseborough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota. He hosts the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Stay tuned. More This Week in Pop Christianity after the break.
Church music directors can find a new community at Prelude to Postlude, the CPH music blog. Learn helpful tips for managing music ministry and involving members, and meet the composers of some of your favorite new pieces. Plus, find suggestions of music to use for special services and preview some of our newest works with free samples you can use at your church. Visit us at preludetopostlude.org.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR9. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you looking for a confessional Lutheran church in southeast Oakland County, Michigan, just north of Detroit? Ascension of Christ Lutheran has been proclaiming the gospel and administering the sacraments since 1951. Ascension of Christ Lutheran is also a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Join us for the Divine Service every Sunday at 10:15 a.m. in Beverly Hills, Michigan. You can also find us on the internet at ascensionofchrist.org.
LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission exists to support and encourage congregations in rural and small town settings. In partnership with LCMS districts, RSTM is uniquely positioned to make a major impact in revitalization support, community engagement and outreach training, congregational partnership development, and worker support through providing and developing resources geared specifically to rural and small town congregations. Check us out at lcms.org/RSTM or give us a call at our office. We're here to help.
Just defrocking the Carrick doesn't end this story. They have got to find out how somebody who is known to be sexually corrupt continues to rise and rise and rise within the church.
So even the idea that Luther brought Christian freedom, and the whole point of the Reformation is freedom in Christ, and we start hearing that word freedom like Americans, and we assume that means now we don't have to be told what to do.
What is different about that same child 5 minutes earlier, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months earlier? Give us this main point and we can unravel your position.
Pastor, I may forgive, but I'll never forget. That woman hadn't forgiven. She was just using that as an excuse to make herself feel better about being angry and unforgiving.
In about 15 minutes, we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's This Week in Pop Christianity with Pastor Chris Roseborough. We'll talk about the 25th anniversary of the Toronto Blessing. We started promoting the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference 10 days ago. We're already to 60 registrants. Attendance is limited to 500 this year. Making the Case is Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th at Concordia University, Chicago. You can meet and hear Ross Douthat of the New York Times, LCMS President Matt Harrison, Wesley Smith of National Review, Pastor Hans Feeney of Lutheran Satire, Aaron Wolf of Chronicles Magazine, and LCMS Worship Director Will Whedon. Early bird registration is $115. That includes 3 meals. You can register at issuesetc.org or by sending your check and our downloadable registration form to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. It's our one and only 2019 Making the Case Conference, June 7th and 8th in Chicago. So, Chris, what's the last bit we're going to hear?
Well, we're going to switch gears. The last bite is going to be the apostolate, self-appointed apostolate, by the way. And her name is Cindy Jacobs. And this is going to be an example of the other way. And in fact, this is probably the predominant way in which the charismatic doctrine of suddenlies is used. And let me explain. So you go to a charismatic church, or you're part of a church that's in the New Apostolic Reformation, and you have modern-day apostles and prophets in your congregation, or they come and they visit, and here's what will happen to you, is that these people will prophesy over you, and you have to kind of put that in air quotes, and they'll say something like, Todd, I sense the Spirit saying that you're going to be a mover and shaker in changing the political landscape of Romania. And you sit there and go, what? What on earth is that? This is part of your divine purpose, and so you've received this. Or a woman who's barren, she'll be told, oh, the Lord is telling me that that you're going to have 5 children in the next 10 years. And so they prophesy these things, but what ends up happening is, well, the Romanian government never calls you, and you never get pregnant, and so these so-called prophecies sit unfulfilled. And so you're wondering, why is this happening? Well, the reason why is because the person who spoke these words, they were false prophets. But to keep you on the hook, the doctrine of suddenlies is then used, where somebody will say, don't worry, look at the Bible. Suddenly things came to pass. Suddenly these things would happen. And so you got to remain faithful. You got to keep tithing. You got to keep doing things like this. And then suddenly it'll happen. Or a prophet will get up and say, the Lord has revealed to me that this season right now that we're in is the season of suddenly. So are you waiting on that thing to be fulfilled that God promised you? Don't worry, this is the season of suddenlies. And so we're going to hear Cindy Jacobs do this exact thing.
It's going to be accelerations, accelerations, and suddenlies. Sometimes you're believing for a thing, and it doesn't happen, and then suddenly, there it is right before you. Suddenly you have the healing in your family. Suddenly you got that job offer. Suddenly you find a house that you know you can get into. You've got to believe God for the suddenlies. In the meantime, just keep steady. Keep steady. Keep being faithful. Keep giving. Keep doing what God tells you to do. Because I tell you, there will be a day and there will come a time when all of a sudden your family's restored. And many times it happens when you're not looking for it anymore. You're just doing what God has called you to do. And bang, it happens. And God does it in such unusual ways. The Lord said to me, you're not even going to be able to figure out how ingenious what I'm going to do for your life. How I'm going to fix that business problem, or fix that problem in your family, or fix that problem at your job. It's going to be so suddenly and so ingenious, God is going to move them out. I remember one time Mike was working for American Airlines, and there's this guy that came in and started persecuting him. He was the financial comptroller for American Airlines. And they were just this guy. I mean, he took all his employees away. He ended up, sitting at a desk. He had no work to do day after day after day. It was just very, very difficult. But in the end, that guy was fired completely and Mike got a promotion because we kept decreeing. We kept believing that he was the head and not the tail. We kept believing that he was going to have justice, that if somebody touches him, they touch the apple of the Lord's eyes. Are you understanding this? I'm using the gift of exhortation that prophets have to tell you this. The enemies you see today, you will not see tomorrow.
What was that, Chris?
aside from like nails on a chalkboard kind of screaming, that was an example of the charismatic doctrine of suddenlies in action. So you have difficulties in your life or you have an unfulfilled prophecy. Don't worry. God's going to turn it around suddenly. Just keep being faithful, she said. Keep giving. And so the doctrine of suddenlies is used to create within people a sense of expectation that the thing that is prophesied or the thing that they need to happen in their life, it's just around the corner because, Cindy Jacobs said so and God supposedly talks to her and stuff. And so the doctrine of suddenlies is a way to keep people from leaving the charismatic movement when they realize the promises that are being made for God are not being fulfilled because God didn't make these promises. And so it just keeps them on the line, keeps them in anticipation. Well, I can hang out for just maybe another week or maybe another month because this is the season of suddenlies. And she said that suddenly these things are going to happen. So it keeps them in it. But that's the thing is that there's never a payoff at the end because at the end of the day, they're making promises for God he never made.
What strikes me here, I've been talking about this in one form or another for about 20 of the last 25 years since the Toronto blessing with various guests. What strikes me here is how little has changed in those 25 years. It's become more mainstream. There's no doubt about that. But it's still a movement that absolutely thrives on the next big thing, the next alleged move of the Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always, this. It's just around the corner, Todd. It's going to be here, and it's going to be here suddenly. And that's a big part of the ethos of the charismatic movement, this feeling that, you know, this whatever this next thing is, it's going to be here really soon. And it's that expectation that eventually builds up over time within the charismatic movement that leads to the breakouts like the Toronto Blessing or the Brownsville Revival and things like this. But at the end of the day, there's no preaching of Christ, no preaching of sin, repentance and the forgiveness of sins and calling people to bear fruit in keeping with repentance. These are people who are like surfers. They're out there on the water waiting for the next set of waves to come in that they can surf on. And then once they've surfed in on it, the experience is over. They got to paddle out and wait for the next set. And that next set is just around the corner, Todd. It'll be here any moment now. And that's how the suddenlies doctrine is used.
I guess the big question is, why do people, and this has just happened for decades now, why do people continue to fall for it?
Because they're being taught what they want to hear rather than what they need to hear. And we'll be blunt. I mean, God judges people by sending strong delusions so they believe this nonsense. Other people, they're hearing exactly what they would expect, and so they don't leave because this is just what they want to hear, and the thing that is missing is Christ. Jesus is totally left the building, is rarely ever mentioned, never significantly preached, and it's just a mess.
I guess if we wanted to put the corrective here, someone says, are you saying the Holy Spirit no longer acts in his church, that the Holy Spirit is no longer in the business of revival? What would you say to that, Chris?
Oh, that's silly. Jesus says, you know, in the Gospel of John, just right before he's arrested, that he says he's going to send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is going to do kind of two primary things. Jesus says that the Holy Spirit is going to convict the world of sin and unbelief. That's the idea. So the idea then is that, man, I see the Holy Spirit working Sunday after Sunday through the preached word of God when people are convicted of their sin and then comforted by belief in Christ that for the forgiveness of sins, that through his merits, not their own, that they are reconciled to God and that they have eternal life given to them as a gift and the full forgiveness of their sins. And then because they've been convicted of their sins through the preaching of the law, then that law and the Spirit working through the word and the sacraments strengthens their faith, and then they bear fruit in keeping with repentance in love towards God as well as in fervent love towards one another. And so I can point to example after example within the congregations that I serve where people are hearing law and gospel, convicted of their sins, and then are trusting in Christ and then growing in the fruit of the Spirit through the means of grace. And so it's like I see individual revival all the time as a pastor. In fact, I can't think of a single Sunday where I don't see it.
And the irony here is that these false revivals do, as you just said a moment ago, they rob so many of the preaching of Christ by which, the only means by which the kind of revival the Holy Spirit really is about comes to be.
Exactly, exactly. And so they are looking in the wrong place. They are trusting in the wrong people. They are listening to the wrong voice. And rather than listen to the voice of Christ in the preached word, they are believing that these are manifestations of the Holy Spirit and that they can have these manifestations too. It's just around the corner. It'll happen suddenly. And it's at the end of it, it's all a sowing of the wind.
That's my last question for you. How do these doctrines, they spread like they're viral? Suddenly, one guy talks about it, and then pretty soon, six other guys in evangelicalism are preaching on suddenlies. How does that virality occur? With about a minute here, Chris.
I would say they're all listening to each other, and they all are kind of, you know, if there's certain churches that are like above everybody else, kind of as things trickle down. So false doctrines kind of have a hierarchy. So the Toronto Airport Church teaches on suddenlies. Well, there's 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 other churches tuning in every week to listen to their sermons. And then so their pastors pick it up, and it just spreads like that. It's a domino effect downhill.
So what kind of sudden silliness will you be responding to tonight on Fighting for the Faith?
Oh, boy. So today we're going to be looking at T.D. Jakes talking about how we can position ourselves in order to receive prosperity from God. Yeah.
You can listen to Chris Roseborough in Fighting for the Faith in a half hour at 5 Central at piratechristian.com. Pastor Chris Roseborough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thanks.
Thank you, Todd.
When we come back from this break, it's Friday. It's the end of a broadcast week. That means it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got soundbites from Rod Dreher, from Dr. Joel Bierman, from Dr. Hadley Arkus, and from Pastor Paul McCain to play for you. After we've played them, we're going to ask for you to give us a call, send us an email, a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Those four soundbites are next.
Who is your neighbor, and what does it mean to love your neighbor as yourself? This February, the Lutheran Witness is exploring what it looks like when Lutherans show God's love to neighbors in need. Highlights include one church's dramatic account of weathering Hurricane Michael and the profile of an LCMS-recognized service organization serving the poorest of the poor in rural Appalachia. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
Mark your calendars for the Scott Credit Union Metro East Home and Garden Show, March 16th and 17th, at and to benefit Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville. The Home and Garden Show is a fundraiser produced by a volunteer parents group with the support of regional businesses and partners. The Metro East Home and Garden Show has something for everyone, from the basement to the roof and everything in between, to lawn care and landscaping outside your home, from kettle corn and monster trucks to tractors and zero turns. Family-friendly activities from child fingerprinting and face painting to child and fire safety. Take advantage of pet adoption, electronics recycling, and shredding services on site Saturday only. And Fred Bird flies in on Sunday. Admission and parking are free, compliments of Element Turf. The Scott Credit Union Metro East Home and Garden Show, March 16th and 17th, is sponsored in part by Liberty Fence, Renown Remodeling, Seavers Equipment, and Woods Basement Systems. Show and exhibitor details can be found at mehgs.org.
An oasis in the desert of pop American Christianity. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Atonement Lutheran, Glendale, Arizona. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Emmett, Idaho. Trinity Lutheran, Gillette, Wyoming. Grace Lutheran, Racine, Wisconsin. Concordia Lutheran, Sikeston, Missouri. St. Paul Lutheran, Bridgeport, Nebraska. Zion Lutheran, Winter Garden, Florida. Our Savior Lutheran, Elizabeth, Colorado. Calvary Lutheran, Indianapolis, Indiana. St. John Lutheran, Ray, Michigan. Bethlehem Lutheran, Sylvan Grove, Kansas. And St. Paul Lutheran, Sevierville, Tennessee. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your church on the radio, at the website, and in the Issues Etc. journal.